This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. Jatisha Taylor hosts Talking with Tisha from the D, which starts right now.
Appreciate everybody for calling in. Today has been a hectic day for me, so I'm glad to be able to sit down, relax my mind, chit chat with you guys for the next 2 hours. So with that being said, thank you guys for calling in, listening in, and tuning in, you know, whenever you guys do. You can always call in to 646-668-8672. That's 646-668-8672. Or you can look on the web and hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com. And always listen on Wednesdays, you know, because that's when the kid is on. And be blessed. So, it's been a lot of stuff going on this week. Like I said, I'm all over the place yet again, but I'm kind of together, y'all. So, hold on. Let me pull my little notebook up so that I can be on the same page as myself. I just got to eat, y'all, so my vocals ain't together. Otherwise, I would have hit a couple tunes for y'all, okay, on this wonderful Wednesday morning evening. Let's see. Where do I start? Oh, let me see if I start right here. Is Jason on the phone?
Let me see,
because
He hasn't called in yet, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I was speaking with Jason all throughout the week, you guys, and he was mad that he missed last week. When he missed last week's show, he was upset about it. But he did end up tuning in and listening in, and he heard my little shout-outs and Martez's words and stuff, and that was great. So, anyway, he had something he wanted to say, so I'll wait till he calls in. So he can get it off his chest on this lovely Wednesday. Now, I have no idea if my line is beeping. I do know why my line is beeping. I take that back. But y'all got to excuse all the pauses and beeps if you hear a few through this here podcast, because people don't listen. Now, look. I don't even know where to start, but I'm just about to say it. Contacted a certain way. They do that for a reason. And reason being is that way that they ask to be contacted is more likely the way that they communicate more frequently. You know, that they maybe if they say, if you want to make an appointment, hit me up via Messenger or hit me up via text or hit me up via whatever, however they want you to connect with them. Follow the instructions. And everybody will get along just fine. Because you can't get mad at the person who's offering the services to you guys if you are not contacting the person who's offering the services the correct way. So, with that being said, read the message that you're commenting on. Cause I say this because I started back doing my fizzle, the pedicures and stuff like that. So I made a post on Facebook and in the Detroit Everything, Sales Everything or what have you. And my post pretty much say that, you know, I'm doing pedicures again, you know. Contact me via text, and then I provided my phone number and things of that nature. But I've been getting so many inboxes and so many comments on the review. And then when they do go back and read the dang old post of how I said contact me, they say, well, I tried to contact you via Messenger. I tried to contact you via this post. Well, yeah, I wasn't looking at none of those. That's why I said contact me via text, because I'm going to look at my text before I look at my Messenger or before I go back to a post. Not saying that I'm not going to go back and check the post. I do. But when you put on those in those little groups and stuff, it's sometimes for me, it's hard to find your original post. So I just be trying to eliminate the middleman. So with that being said, y'all need y'all pedicures done, hit me up, you know, via my phone number, and I'll get y'all together. So that was one of my you know, pet peeves. Dang, it's simple, y'all. It's simple. So I want to say shout out to Detroit, y'all. I want to shout out to most of Detroit, the ones that's taking the coronavirus still serious, even though it's dying down and the number not as high as they used to be and things in this nature. I just want to shout out everybody who's still staying home and, you know, wearing your mask and stuff like that, because our numbers did drop drastically, which is very, 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 very good. And I just want y'all to know that for the ones who are doing the right thing and following the law and doing everything that we're supposed to be doing, big shout out to y'all. And for the ones who are still out here, you know, dangling and in the streets and riff-raffing, I hope that y'all really is safe out here with y'all masks and, you know, stuff on, because this coronavirus is still real. And it's still out here, and it's still killing people. So don't let the sunshine fool you. because it's still out here. People are still losing their lives to it. I want to send my condolences out to one of my coworkers. I'm probably going to murder her name. Chantrice Gertrude. I believe that's her name. If it's not how I pronounce your name, Trees, you know I'm sorry. I was just trying to read it the way I read it on Facebook. And my condolences go out to you, sweetie. If it's something that you need, please feel free to hit me up, even if it's just to talk. She lost her daughter to the coronavirus, and, you know, right before Mother's Day. So if, you know, y'all still thinking it's a game, it's not. It's not. So please, 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 please take this coronavirus serious. They it's so crazy that they coming up. I read something about now it's some kind of virus that's a strand of the corona that's simply attacking kids and they muscles and a respiratory system and all this other stuff. I'm not really too fond of sending my kids back to school whenever they do plan on opening school back up. So I hope that they figure out something and possibly just homeschool everybody if that's what they have to do, because the way it is in my mind is that, like they said before, if there's 10 people in the group, somebody got it. So if there's 100 people in the school, how many people you think got it? And that one person can affect 40 people, and that one person can affect, you know, and it goes on and on and on. So opening up the schools, period, to me, that's just my personal opinion, seems like just opening up a big old germ. We already have to deal with going back to work, and these stuff like that. So it's crazy out here. So yeah, I look. Oh my goodness! See, there go my man. I'm about to tell y'all some tea. No, I ain't gonna tell y'all that tea. I kind of want to tell y'all the tea. I ain't gonna tell y'all that tea because it don't make no sense. But I'm going to tell y'all a similar story to the tea I was about to tell y'all about. So you got to be careful. You still just got to be careful around your surroundings, around even when you go to work and you go to the stores mainly, and mainly when you go to work, because it's people that is very, very nasty. It's people that is spiteful. It's people that just don't give a care. And people who think that it's a game, and they going around doing nasty, dumb stuff. So you got to be real careful with your surroundings. If they offering y'all gloves and stuff and masks and stuff like that to wear at work, you should be wearing that stuff at all times and covering up your face the right, proper way. Folding of the gloves on a regular basis, because the gloves do collect germs. I don't know if it's even okay to wipe them off with some hand sanitizer or something, but I don't know. Keep the gloves, you know, gotta keep your hands as clean as much as possible. Because I've witnessed some horrible stuff at work that I'm not even gonna really talk too much on about. But just know, it's people out here that do crazy stuff, and the crazy stuff that they would do, if they do stuff that crazy, they'll spread the corona with no problem. So you have to be careful and be mindful of others. You might be a clean person. You might be, you know, you might wash your hands and, you know, may take all the right measures to stay corona-free. But this person over here might not like people with black hair. So everywhere they go lick the pole because they know they got corona and pass it on to all the people with black hair or something. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, please, 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 watch out for this stuff. A lot of us had the dang gold corona or some form of it and didn't even know we had it. I've been hearing stories just throughout conversation with, like, different coworkers or family members or probably even, you know, friends or what have you, saying that they had it. They feel like they had the form of corona during the earlier stages before we even knew it was corona. And it's very well possible because, hell, if no one said it was corona before, we thought it was the flu. Or we thought it was the 24-hour virus. Or we just thought you was sick as hell. So with that being said, if you had it before, or you feel like you had it before, you can still catch it again. So you are not exempt. So be very, very cautious. Okay. I'm trying to get to these notes and talk to you guys at the same time. Let me tell y'all another story that I had going on while I'm trying to find these here notes, y'all. So hold on. Hold on. This doesn't make me mad. Let me, you know, that's what I want to talk to y'all about too. Check on y'all people. Please check on y'all friends. Check on y'all people who got mental health issues. Check on the people that, you know, like the elderly people. Check on even the, you know, people who you haven't checked on in a long time, man, because tomorrow is not promised to nobody. My timeline is full of sadness, and I don't like it. I be trying to, you know, spruce it up with positivity and things of that nature, but all in all, you can't hide from reality. And reality is people is dying every day at the drop of a dime. And it's not just the corona that's killing people. It's these drugs that's killing people. It's these guns that's killing people. It's these people that's killing people. I take the back because the guns ain't killing nobody unless somebody pulls the trigger. So the people is still killing the people with the guns. And, you know, the police is still, you know, being the police, doing their thing, killing us. So we I don't see why people don't want to stay at home. I mean, you're getting paid to stay there anyway. So you should just probably stay on at home. This world is just getting too crazy. So my mom lost her godson the other day, the day before Mother's Day. Or was it? Was it the day before Mother's Day or the day after Mother's Day? I'm sorry, Danny, I don't remember the day. He was young. He was young, and he's around my age, and I'm young, so know that. And he lost his life senselessly, and it wasn't the gun violence, nothing like that, but you know, it's deep for me because, you know, it just really is. So just call and check on your people, man. They can be doing all right today and be down in the gutter tomorrow. Y'all don't even know. Depression is real, real, and depression will lead people to doing crazy things like taking drugs, robbing, or doing any kind of thing that they can do to probably get attention or to get their attention away from them. So with that being said, please check on your people, man, because it's real, man. It's real. And it's only a phone call away. People is only a phone call away. And, you know, a lot of stuff is just sad. I don't even know why I'm feeling this kind of way. I feel like I want to a bit overwhelmed. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I got so much going on. I started back doing my pedicures. I started back doing the cleaning. I've been working at my job 10 to 12 hours a day. I got these two, everything just going on. So I need just to sit down and take a me time. So one of these days soon, Tisha gonna get her some Tisha time. Like I've been trying to tell everybody else to get them some mommy time. But right now, I need to get this chicken. Y'all don't even understand. I don't get those checks that everybody else is getting every week for sitting at home. I wish I was getting an extra $600 or $1,200 or $3,800, however much somebody is getting. Toodles to you. You know, congratulations to you, because, hell, I got to get out here and get it out the mud. You hear me? And, shoot, I need a secretary. My niece Diamond's supposed to be my secretary. She's been doing a good job, so I bet not knock her. But with that being said, Diamond, I should have put your number on this here post instead of mine, because I can't even get to everybody. It's a blessing at the same time to see, you know, because I need all this chicken, y'all. I ain't going to lie. But at the same time, I be overbooking and underbooking and halfway booking, shoot, because I don't be having the book. So, with that being said, I be ripping and running and trying to do stuff off the top of my head without the book, and be done book 2-3 people at the same time. One on the west side, two on the east side, and can't make it. So, with that being said, secretary, I need to get this here together. Well, my buddy ain't called in yet. He got me. You're thinking I might need to call him. Oh, I knew it was something. See, I knew it was something. Tell me why. Now they saying that the coronavirus is in the oodles and noodles. So I don't know what people call it. I call them oodles and noodles. Some people call them ramen noodles. Some people call them, I don't even know the real word for them. But I call them oodles and noodles. And if corona is in these damn darn oodles and noodles, everybody got done had the corona. Because who haven't ate a pack of oodles and noodles? Everybody ate some oodles and noodles. So I need a clean point. So I'm going to mess around and write the doctor and ask them, like, is this really true? Because when is this supposed to start? When is the clean point on the date that the factory started making the noodles with the corona in it? Because I need to look at labels now, because I got cabinets for the damn oodles and noodles. So don't tell me I'm housing the dang corona, because I need to know. Shoot, nah. Corona and the oodles and noodles and the chicken flavor at that. My kids, tell that chicken flavor up. If it ain't in the beef, I'm safe. But because I'll tear the beef up. But my kids, they be tearing that chicken up. So I'm going to need some answers and quick. With that being said, I'm going to go in the house and I'm going to figure out who makes the oodles and noodles, ramen noodles, monstrum noodles, whatever the heck they call it. Because I need some answers. I really do. Oh, my goodness. That just moved me. And I don't know how many of y'all got teenagers, but I got teenagers, and they get on my dang old nerves, like, all the time, bro. I ain't even going to exaggerate the truth, like, all the time. Every time I look up, my daughter is tagging me on Facebook or Instagram or whatever she could tag me in for anything. If she sees some shoes, tag my name. She see a bedspread, tag my name. She see curtains, she tag my name. Girl, you need to see a job application and write your name, because I'm not about to buy none of this stuff on these high websites. Look, I introduced myself to YouTube. You think I'm going to pay all this here money for this quilt, when all I got to do is go buy the same stuff and do it myself? Now, what we can do is have a daughter-mommy time, and we can make us some of these here quilts and stuff that you keep on tagging me in. Nisha Dow, hashtag baby girl, hashtag broke best friend, because this stuff costs too much. Speaking of spread, when I was watching my little YouTube series and stuff that I be watching on how to make stuff and stuff like that, I seen this outfit that this young lady made. And I didn't know she made it at first because, you know, when they first had it on the stuff, I'm thinking it's about to be a hair tutorial, right? Because I've been trying to figure out how to do my own hair and stuff, too. I'm tripped, grow. So, yeah. I was figuring out, thought I was about to try to look at a hair tutorial, but the girl came on, and I was like, oh, that's a cute outfit. So I still was thinking it was a hair tutorial. And then she pulled out this, and the blanket came from Walmart. The blanket was $24.99, and it came from Walmart. It was like one of those furry-type, soft-type, furry-type quilt. It felt real nice because I got one. Well, I had one until my husband took it to the laundromat to wash it because it was real big. And then he left it at the laundromat, and when he went back to the laundromat to get it, my blanket was missing. So to the person who stole my blanket out the laundromat, ew, who steals people's blankets? You didn't even know if I washed it or not. People just so nasty. Stole the whole damn blanket. Like, what is nothing. Moving on. So the girl had the blanket, right? But like I said, it was a furry, cookie type blanket. And it, I know which one it was, like I said, because I had one. But she turned this dango blanket into a three-piece outfit. Yeah, I am. I'll repeat this. She turned the blanket into a three-piece outfit. Then she compared the her three-piece outfit that she made out of a $24.99 blanket with the name brand outfit, which cost over $150. So, what do you guys think I'm going to have? You right. The $24 one. And I'm going to say it's the $150 one. Duh. So if my pants leg a little bit too high on the left and a little bit too long on the right, y'all know I made it myself and just get my props that it didn't fall off, okay? Because I'm going to make me that outfit. That's one bad outfit. Out of a blanket. Boy, I tell you, this dang old YouTube will teach you some stuff. I think I learned a lot off of YouTube. I'm not even going to lie. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to find some of this here stuff that I was writing down. But like always, oh, my goodness, I can't find my sheet of paper. So, I don't know what it's going to take for me to get organized. I can organize somebody else's stuff and have it all neat and ready and rest to go. But when it comes to my own, it's organized to me because I know where everything is at, but I still got to search for certain stuff. Like, my coordination be off of my covers. Like, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I thought the green tab was this, and I thought the blue tab was that. Nevertheless, thank you guys for listening to me Rambo yet again. It's cool. I wonder what y'all doing with y'all kids because, are y'all getting their packages and stuff? Are y'all making sure that they up doing whatever they need to do to stay abreast with their schooling? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's like pulling teeth to get my kids to sit down and do their packages and their laptop stuff. But they do it. I get it done, okay? Get it done, period. So, with that being said, it was some websites that I had. Here they go. Boom. I found my page. Oh, my bad. I get excited when I find stuff that I've been looking for. Okay? So I found my page, so I feel good about that. Anyway, it was some stuff that I found out that the kids could go on and do activities and learning stuff and things in that nature. So if y'all want to, it's free. Y'all can just have y'all kids sit down and research some, you know, stuff. It's like Kids News, eLibrary, stuff like that. And I put some of the stuff on, pull it up for my granddaughter sometime and just sit her down, and she just be looking at it. She's three, so whatever she pull away from it, I'll figure it out later. But it keep her, you know, bad for a minute. And so with that being said, one of the little websites is www.elibrary.com. That's www.elibrary.com. And it's a search, and it's like newspapers, magazines, books, and all that good stuff. And it's kid friendly, so, you know, that's one of the websites. And the other one was, the National Geographic website. That is very good because it translates, like if it's talking to you in English or whatever, it'll give you the version where you can translate it, so it teaches the kids different languages. And it has songs and stuff on there. My granddaughter, the 7-year-old, she was, oh my God, the 7-year-old, you're about to be 9. I just want her to be 7 so bad. But my granddaughter, she was looking at some stuff on there and saying it in a different language. So I'm like, what do it mean? She kind of figured it out, but in the end, it was Mary Had a Little Lamb. But she was learning in both languages. So with that being said, keep your kids active and doing something, because if they don't use it, they will lose it, okay? Trust me. I know. You don't use it, you will lose it. I do apologize for my little moment of silence, but I'm liquoring, trying to find this other, the other tea. The other, oh, here it goes. Well, no, not, that's not the tea that I'll get. Week went by so quick, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. Especially, it really go back quick when a person works 6 and 7 days a week, because you kind of get thrown off when you don't have that day of, though, your weekend to chill or relax. It throws you off because I be thrown off and I be trying to do something, because I be knowing what dang go activities be happening on which day. So it was something most of that I'm going to talk to y'all about. So y'all just give me 2 seconds. I know I'll find it. So, I don't know if y'all into, you know, the news or politics or anything like that, but I ran across this article, and it was funny as heck to me. Okay, I don't care, it's funny. The article is about the commissioner of Royal Oak being arrested for shoplifting in Myers. So this was funny to me, and for many, many reasons, because, for one, what are you stealing out of Myers? I mean, I don't even know what, I mean, I know what Myers got. What is the commissioner doing stealing out of Myers? That's just, you know, funny. You make all this money. You do all this good deed. You know. But you out here sitting on the Myers.
That's a petty thief.
Items that she stole from Meyer on display, too. And let everybody see what she was taking, hell. Because you got to be real, you got to have real good Yeah, you guys got a real good, you got a real big balls to be stealing. I can't steal. I'm sorry. I think every time I'm about to do something wrong, I'm in my mind, I feel like I'm already caught, so I don't even do it. I'm that person that be like, it could be 10 people running the red light. I feel like as soon as I do it, they'll get me. That's just how it is. That is what happens 9 times out of 10. So, I just do the right thing and be done. So, yep, steady reading these articles. I be trying to, I read them already, y'all, and then I reread them to, I skim them to so I can know what I'm talking about. So, the man, it was a guy, a father. I got mixed feelings about that, about this guy, this father. He built the stage in his driveway for his daughter to graduate. Now that was a good thing to do, but with it being done, like, I just wanted to know, like, I don't know. Everybody wanted to graduate, not just your daughter. I mean, I know that some people can afford to do certain things for their kids, and others can't afford to do certain things for their kids. And, you know, so I don't know. I just be having mixed feelings about that because if one person walks across the stage, all of us as a kid should be able to walk across a stage. I mean, but if your parents could afford to build you a stage to have you walk across the stage, well, I guess you can't get mad at that. I'm just disappointed in the fact that I have several people in my family that wanted to walk across the stage and who deserves to walk across the stage, who worked hard to walk across the stage and can't do it because of this coronavirus. So shout out to everybody that's graduating in 2020 from whatever area in life you're graduating from. If it's graduating from kindergarten to first grade to graduating middle school or elementary school, college, high school, whatever. Shout out to all you guys who's graduating this year or supposed to walk across the stage this year. Moo, my niece, she's supposed to walk across the stage. She did everything that she's supposed to do. Of course, everything was in the, peaches and cream, but at the end of the day, she's got everything up and running. She became a scholar and a hard worker and turned all her flaws into smiles. And she should have walked across the stage, but due to corona, she can't. And it brings depression to these kids because she got into a sunken place and she was feeling the kind of way because it seemed like all this stuff that she's worked hard for and up to get, that she's not getting it. Like, walking across the stage, I know for me, brought me closure and satisfaction. It made me feel like, yes, you accomplished this and you did that or whatever. And I can remember for my fifth grade graduation, when we walked across the stage, they gave us a roll of paper, and it was supposed to be our diploma. But it was actually a roll of paper and with the little ribbon on it or whatever. And then they just gave everybody because everybody was walking across the stage. So I wanted my actual diploma. For some odd reason, I never got my fifth grade graduation diploma or whatever it's called now from walking across the fifth grade at Bellevue Elementary School. And I felt the kind of way about that. So I know as for her to be supposedly walking across the stage to becoming a young adult and entering college and doing all this other stuff and, you know, potentially making her parents and family members proud who's been pushing her along the way, that takes back from them. That takes away from them. So I'm proud of y'all for doing y'all thing, and I hopefully, you know, y'all don't let not walking across the stage make y'all not feel like y'all did something, because you did it. You did that. It's hard. High school is hard. So anybody that can graduate high school or go back and get your GED or further your education in whichever way, I know it's hard, because it is, heck. Trust me. My daddy called me a professional student. So I've been to many schools, got many certificates, degrees, diplomas, all that. So it's hard, it's discouraging, and it's depressing. So check on your people. Let your graduates know that, you know, that they are really, really appreciated, that y'all are proud of them. And if y'all can't do nothing less, cash out them graduates $5. Heck. They can always use $5. Kids don't even ask for $5 no more. It's a shame. Unless it's just my kids, because my kids do not ask for $5 no more. $5 is, that's out the question. Crazy sales. I don't even know what's going on. I went from graduating to thinking about this chip price, right? I went into the snow, $2-$4 chips. I didn't see no $3-$4 chips. All these chips was a dollar and some change or more. This is ridiculous. The same chips that used to be 50 cents or $2-$4 or $3-$4, these dingo chips is a dollar and more. We have got to do better. I'm not paying that much for no chips. I tell y'all that now. I'm not paying that much for no chips. Please excuse the yarn. I will go make me some french fries before I pay that much for some dingo chips. I'm that lazy. I mean, not lazy. I'm that cheap. Before I pay for some chips, I'm going to make me some french fries. It is what it is. It is what it is. Let me give a shout-out to my niece, Sierra Samuel, on the nails. I wish y'all could see my nails, because they are pretty, pretty. Okay? She got me together with my little Manny and Patty. I've been waiting for this, and she has blessed the kid, okay? So, with that being said, thank you, boo. I got so many compliments on my little hands today. And I appreciate it. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find this other stuff that I was wanting to talk to y'all about. Excuse me from yawning, y'all, because I am truly tired. But let me tell y'all why I'm tired. I've been working like a hell of a slave, right? On top of me needing my nails done. So I seen a post that my niece had made, because she's normally my nail tech. But she had been out of service for a minute because she's pregnant and stuff and things of that nature. But now she's back in business. Okay, bada boom, bada bing. I get off work, call niece up. She's like, all right, you come on, slide through and get your nails done. I get there, oh my God, my niece is truly the nail god, okay? She had cars lined up, people pulling up, leaving, oh my goodness. But nevertheless, this woman did not get through with my nails. I didn't leave her place until, 3-4 this morning, at least 3 this morning. But all in all, my nails is slayed, my toes is slayed. So I'm a happy camper, a tired camper, but a happy camper. So, boom, boom, boom. shout out to you. And if y'all want y'all nails done, look her up on Facebook, Sierra Samuel, Nail God. Mention Tisha's Talk, and you get a junk nail or a, I don't even know what she's called. Well, you get a design nail or a junk nail free. So when you get to call her up, mention Tisha Talk, you get a junk nail or a rhinestone nail free. So I think that's cool because people be charging for them. I know normally for a rhinestone hole nail, they be charging me like $4-$5 for one nail. Sure do. Oh, my. Apologies for my silence. I'm actually trying to sign this thing to an article. I was reading something about they supposed to be opening up the drive-in back. I'm not sure if that was here or somewhere else, but that would be nice. I mean, I guess if you're going to the drive-in, you go with the people. They just said they do open up the drive-in back. I just don't think they should. They don't need to open up the concession stand to where people could actually go and buy stuff. But to do the movie thing, I guess, that's cool. I guess you don't necessarily need to use a speaker outside of the car. You can turn it on to your radio. So, okay. If that's going to give us one safe, send the drive-through, please. Shoot. I'm tired of being in this house. All we do is eat, go to work, and come back home. There's actually no activities to do. This is really weird. And it's been like this forever, seems like. This cannot be the new norm. And so, tell y'all about my cat. Let me tell y'all about my cat. So, my cat ran away, y'all. She left and she was gone for 2 whole days. She never leaves. She never, if she do go somewhere, she ain't never gone no 2 whole days. So, and because plus she got kittens. And my cat is a very good mother to her kittens. She feed them, she bathe them. She played with them. Hell, she even tried to bring a dango mouse in the house for them. Nevertheless, my cat loves her kids. So, when she was gone for 2 days, on the first day, I'm like, okay, well, she might just be out or whatever. Then the second day came, and I got real worried. I cried and everything about my cat. So, that's when I started putting the Facebook post up. And shout out to all my Facebook friends who shared it. I didn't even realize y'all had shared that post so much. Oh, my God, y'all are awesome. And it even got back to one of my Facebook friends. She's seen the post or what have you, who just so happened to live around the corner from me. And she sent a video. Once I put the picture of my cat up, she sent me a video of my cat walking down the street. So she showed me the cat, the video. I'm like, that's my cat. So she's like, well, I'm on such and such a street, and the cat was walking towards such and such way, and it went in the backyard like it's going through the backyard. And I'm like, girl, yes, that is my cat. She must be, I don't know what she got going on that block, but it's directly around the corner from me. And the young lady sent me a video of my cat roaming her street around the corner and on her way back home. So shout out to her for sending me that video of my cat. So now I know that my cat be on the next block. Ain't that something? And shout out to my homegirl, Nikki, because while my crybaby self was over here crying my eyes out, Nikki was one of my Sisters in Love, she gave me, you know, words of wisdom. She's like, oh, don't cry. She'll be back. Cats do that sometime, and da da da. And next thing you know, she came back. So Nikki is an animal lover. She does hair. She's an awesome person. I love her. I love her. I love her daughter. She's a great artist. She draws everything, and she's just a funny little kid. Yeah, so Nikki cool. I love her. She's just cool, and she be looking out for folk. And she looked out for me because I was in the sunken place when my cat was gone. Me and my kittens, we crying for their mama together. They meowing and I'm crying. And she came home. So, yeah, that was cool. That was like a village, y'all, because it's that, and my cat is like my kid to an extent. I guess it's like the bad kid that run away or whatever. But cat had been ran away and came back. I was so happy when she came back. And my post was shared a lot. That made me feel good too. The actual people, there's people out there who care. So shout out to y'all with y'all sentimental selves. That's what's up. So I don't know what's going on with these. I know I'm switching gears, y'all, off the cat to. I'd rather these animals have babies than these here kids. These kids having kids nowadays is worse than the kids having kids back in the day, because at least the kids who was having kids back in the day, somebody helped raise them kids. Like, them kids were still being raised. These kids who having kids, they killing their damn kids. I done read at least three or four different occasions where these teen and young mothers have killed their own kids and looking crazy like they'll do it again. Like, wow. It should be really an age limit on when someone should be able to have kids. Like, you shouldn't be able to have kids and you're not ready, or it should be some kind of test that you gotta do. I think it something needs to happen, because these kids having kids and half raising them, leaving them to society for them to walk across my path and get knocked out, this ain't even right. So I'm gonna need, for they putting all these stimulations on everything else, they need to put it on when a person can be able to produce and reproduce. Shoot, because some people don't deserve no kids. It was this little boy on, of course I've seen it somewhere, on social media somewhere. And he walked up to it was a little white boy, and he walked up to a black man and called him the N-word and said he should be hanging on the rope. The boy had to be about, and the black guy, he kept on recording him and like, what you saying? And he kept saying, like, you the N-word, you should be hanging on the rope. And then another little girl, she was white, and she came over. She was like, oh, my God. Y'all hear that? Like, who taught him that? This is crazy how y'all are teaching these kids to be racist and this, that, and the third. Look, the color of your skin does not matter. If you were to take all the colors off people's skin and just look at them from the inside out, we all look the same way. We all are human. The same thing. Like, stop looking at this here color and make it hold more weight or less value than what it does. Like, don't teach your kids to say that kind of stuff to people, because they going to run around and say it to the wrong person, and it's not going to be right, you know? So you have to be mindful of what y'all teaching these kids and what y'all saying to them and around them, because they are saying stuff and saying it to the wrong people now. They going to say it to the wrong person. So all I'm saying is, teach your kids how to talk to people, because some people don't take that racist stuff kindly. And, you know, being called the N-word and this, that, and the third. So, on that note, I'm going to leave that part right there. I was so pleased with, I'm going to shout out my niece again, y'all, because y'all don't know, she blessed my hands and my feet. So, these, my, they was overdue. They was about as overdue. They was, I haven't had my thing of toes done since my birthday, y'all. Other than me self-polishing. But other than that, they weren't hitting on nothing. Nah. They so soft. Having a moment. Anyway. I wonder how y'all feel about going back to work. I know for some people, some plants are calling people back to work. Even some other jobs are calling people back to work. So I guess when they call you back to work and you decline to come back to work, then you don't want to go. You're going to still stay home and weigh it out, this, that, and third. I was told, not knowing how true it is, that if you were to decline coming back to work when your employer asked you to come back to work, then you can be replaced. So with that being said, if your job asks you to come back to work and you is well and able-bodied to go back to work, I advise y'all to go on back to work, because it ain't going to be the unemployment stuff will run out soon. And when it do, you need to have something to fall back on. So it's okay to go ahead on and go on to work. Go ahead on and go on to work. Get some little 40 hours plus and be done. I don't know how it's going to work. I just feel somewhere in my mind, body, and soul that they're going to want some of that money back one way or another. And I don't have it to give, so I'm glad that they didn't give me much. Gave me something I can afford to pay back. Oh, my goodness. Look, y'all, going to have to bear with me. I'm going to tough it out because I am tired. I ain't going to lie. But I'm not a quitter, so y'all know that this is what we're going to do. We're going to tough it out for the next 59 minutes.
Me. Take a small, quick break while I gather my thoughts real fast. And I'll be back after these messages.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
Hey Jesus, thanks for everything. Like, thanks for sunshine, but what about sunburn? How come the more you have, the more you want? We've got more friends, but less friendship. More convenience, less patience. More hope, but more uncertainty. A healthy body still isn't good enough. And how come the best things always have to end?
Progressive. batteries still have up to 90% of their life. There's a date that proves it. So you've got nothing to be afraid of. Today's Duracell, date-coated for 3-year storage.
What I like best about Gorton's crunchy fish sticks and fillets, what goes into them or what doesn't. What goes into them is lots of mild, flaky white fish with a delicious crunch.
That's what I like, Mom.
What doesn't go into them is any preservatives. Absolutely none.
Mom, can I have a second?
With Gorton's, I really feel good about what they're eating and what they aren't.
Gorton's crunchy fish sticks and fillets. Absolutely no preservatives. And Mom, no leftovers.
The Gorton's fish.
Even the very serious Ronda Rousey can't be serious with Twizzlers. Even the very serious Ronda Rousey can't be serious with Twizzlers.
On Sunday, April 7th, 2019.
Welcome back. Thank y'all for being patient with me. Like I said, this week has been filled with all kind of stuff for me, so I know I'm a little tired. I might sound a little ramblish, but if I do, please don't charge it to my show. Charge it to me being tired, y'all. I don't even know how that saying normally go. I'm gonna have my grandma, cause she'd be like, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to something. I don't know these old people saying, generational like, saying.
I think it's like charge it to my mind, not to my heart. Yeah.
Oh, charge it to my mind, not to my heart. Okay, well, do that. Charge it to my mind, not to my soul. Nevertheless, thank you. So, with that being said, y'all, I have been doing a whole bunch of nothing because it seems like I've been running in place all week long. But today, it seemed like the day where progress actually started happening. And then I realized it was Wednesday and it was my show time, which, you know, I'm got to stop what I'm doing at a heart to do. And that's why I'm all over the place because I had notes, but I didn't have them with me because, like I said, I ain't going to lie. I didn't even realize today was Wednesday, y'all, because I've been working every day besides Sunday. So I've been working like a slave. And I actually lost track of what the date was. So I don't have my notes in front of me. But nevertheless, let's get to it. Okay. Let's see. Shout out to Dango Credit Karma. I've been working on my credit, y'all, and this Credit Karma app, it's very helpful. It helps me a lot. My credit, it wasn't horrible, but it was horrible. Before I started my credit, I'm on several journeys, y'all. Several journeys. That's probably why I'm all over the place. I'm on all kind of journeys. I'm on a healing journey. I'm on a spiritual journey. I'm on a educational journey. I'm on a, what is that called? Financial gut journey. I'm on all kind of journeys. I'm just journeying out, right? So with that being said, I'm on the, I got goals for my credit, and I'm trying to set goals for myself in all these different little areas, you know. And, you know, following what my little mentor been saying and things of that nature. And, boy, I don't want to say stuff to this lady, but whatever. But this is a lot of organizing that needs to be done. But anyway, Credit Karma is very, very good for me. It tells me my scores, even though it only tells me the truth. And it tells me, it shows you feud and how to dispute it and things of that nature. I've been calling people. I've been disputing stuff, sending out letters. And my little credit is going up. And I'm proud of that. So, set myself on the back for that. Because, baby, I was one of them people who needed a co-signer for the co-signer for the co-signer. Now, I can write my own name. That's a good thing. And if you young and you listening to this here, or what have you, please don't mess up your credit while you're young and think that, you know, it's okay or what have you. Is it just go shopping with your credit cards and charging up everything? Because in the end, you will get penalized. So it ain't worth it. It is not worth it. You know, use your credit card wisely. Do, you know, the right thing with it. So quick to do, so easy to do the wrong thing with them credit cards. Trust me, I know. Shout out to all the people that's making these masks and stuff, and donating them to the causes that need them, because these the masks are saving people's lives. I've seen the funniest stuff. I ain't gonna say it was funny, but it was kind of funny. It was on social media, and the little baby had a mask on, and the little baby had a mask on, and he was surrounded by a bunch of his family members. They was Chinese or something. The little baby had the mask on, and they were surrounded by a lot of their little family members or whatever. And the baby, they was all loving on the baby. Ooh, baby, baby. And the baby took the mask off to sneeze. I mean, to cough. The baby coughed or sneezed. Anyway, the other person backhanded the baby so damn ain't hard, I felt it. Moral story of the day is not playing with this corona. Not at all. So, little baby, you got to sneeze. Keep your mask on. That was so funny. I don't know why I be laughing at stuff like that, but it had me laughing for about 20 minutes. And I played it a couple times. Like, look at the little baby fly back. He hit that baby hard as heck. Look, the shoe came off. All kinds of stuff. I don't know. Sometimes I be real childish, but hey, it is what it is. Oh my goodness. I know I'm gonna say oh my goodness because I be having these thoughts and when they come to me I gotta just say, oh my goodness. Excuse me. This here thought is about the Deadline Broyles. If I see one more person with either going live eating a crab leg or eating these see-through broilers on live or taking pictures eating, I'm deleting y'all. I'm sick of it. I'm freaking sick of it. I am sick of it, period. Don't nobody want to keep seeing no grown man or woman eat no that blank crab leg. Don't nobody want to keep seeing it. We all know what crab legs look like, and most of us know what they taste like. Some of y'all know what they just smell like, and it's not from crab. So, look, stop going all this dang on live with these crab broils. They don't even be looking seasoned. Shoot. I seen one on Facebook the other day. It didn't even have a corn on the cob. The dang old, the crab leg broil, whatever you want to call it, had loose corn in the corner of the bag. Look here, y'all doing too much. And if y'all want to eat them kind of crab legs all day long, give me the money. If y'all want some half-cooked stuff, shoot. That's crazy. That don't make no sense. Y'all paying $50 and $60 for a cluster, an egg, a corn on the cob, and two potatoes. Hell, you can go buy that yourself and put it in the oven. If all these people was doing, I don't see no special sauce like they got at the Club Celebrity for them dang old lamb chops. They got everybody keep coming back. Club Celebrity got them dog lamb chops. And that sauce they put on there, baby, it is to die for. Nowhere else have I been getting, I've been getting lamb chops, but I haven't been getting the sauce. There's nobody having it because it's Club Celebrity special sauce. So, shout out to them for their special sauce. Oh, my goodness. It don't make no sense. On a different note is, I seen the baby on social media, and this baby was praising God. The baby had to be at least a week old. It was the cutest thing ever. And I tagged my homeboy and his wife in it because Christian is a, he's a whole Christian. I believe his baby going to be something similar like that because that's just what he do. Anyway. T. Wayne. I am so surprised that Jason didn't call in. He done missed 2 weeks in a row after he done talked all that mess all week long. Nope, it's okay. It is A-okay. Let me send a quick shout out to my whole little support team. Y'all know what? Y'all do rock. Y'all really be coming through for the kid in the clutch sometimes. I can't say that. I just posted today that I was going to start back doing the pedicures, and y'all don't even know, all of my spots has filled up tremendously, and that's a blessing. It is a blessing, but at the same time, I have to pace myself and, you know, start to separate things out because I don't want to have nobody waiting on me while I'm just not starting somebody else, so... That being said, I'm going to get me a whole secretary, which is supposed to be diamond. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just sitting here just listening, trying to see what the topic is. And
well, to be honest, the topic is all over the place. As I was saying earlier, I'm all over the place. I've had a long week. I had an even longer night, so I may be rambling at times, so please forgive me because I am so very tired. But with that being said, how was your week?
My week was lovely.
So what'd you do?
Just doing a lot of running around Walmart 1,000 times a day. And, you know, but other than that, I was just trying to make sure, you know, I had everything. You know, I ain't got to be doing all that going back and forth. I know Walmart got 32-inch TVs, smart TVs for $100. So if anybody need a TV or their kids need a TV, Walmart got TVs for $100. I know the one I went to is on 12 Mile and Gratiot, so I can't speak on another one. But you got to go early.
Yeah, because those lines do be long. So how do you feel about the people who bring their kids to the Walmart and the parents protected but the kids not?
Yeah, that tripped me about that, kind of upset about that. I just think that it was this lady. I think she had three little kids. She was with the face mask, and I'm like, wow, why the kids wasn't protected, you know what I'm saying? Didn't have a face mask on, you know? I mean, I kind of blame that, too, on Walmart. You know, you're making all these, you know, billions of dollars So the least you should have, you know, is face masks and hand sanitizer and gloves for the customers. Why they don't have that, I don't know. They make more money than anybody, you know, put together just about. So I think they should supply masks and gloves for the customers, you know, because maybe the lady couldn't afford to, you know, for them to have masks. I don't know. I just know if it was me, I prefer the kids to have the mask. I'd be walking around without the mask, so, you know, hey, you know, the each is on, you know, it is what it is, man. And, you know, like I said, people's not really taking this that serious because, you know, if you can't afford your kids to wear a mask when you're going out, especially Walmart, you know. I mean, have somebody, chill with the kids at the house. Give them a couple of dollars or something. You're not going to be gone that long, obviously. So, you know, pay somebody, you know what I'm saying, to watch them for a minute, you know. Or get masks. I just seen some kids masks. Like I said, I don't know her circumstances, but I just seen kids masks. I think it was like $2.99, $3.99, something like that. I've seen them in different locations, so they're not really expensive. You know? But like I said, you know, people's not taking it serious until it hit home, and then they're going to be crying, oh, but you the one caused it, you know? So, you know, people got to be careful, man. This ain't no joke, man. People is actually dying every day. And people need to wake up, man, and see reality. This ain't, they don't discriminate. They don't care if you're a kid, grown, 99-year-old person. So, got to be very careful out here, man. That's all I got to really say about that.
I hear you, sir.
Yeah,
you're right. So, with the coronavirus going on, what are you doing to protect you and your family? Our family.
I'm trying to keep them home. You know, then if we do go out, you know, I keep extra masks in my glove box. Just like we went to the Walmart today, my little daughter was with us, and I guess she left her mask. And look, I have extra masks, you know, just to be on the safe side, because you know how kids be.
Yeah, and they don't want to wear the mask or the gloves. I'm wondering how protected are they when the mask's not fitting properly or the glove's not on the right way. You know, like, this stuff is getting real bigger than me. I was also saying earlier in the show, like, when schools start back, they were saying that 1 in every 10 people have either have it or had it. So when school starts back and it's filled with all these kids and students, the spread would be at all-time high. Like right now, Chicago is at an all-time high with their deaths with the coronavirus. So it's just a matter of time before we get our second wave, and it'll be worse than the first wave.
We are running out. COVID-19.
Yeah, they spoke on that, you know. The mayor, the governor. You know, if it goes to a second wave, it's going to hit twice as hard or more than the very first one. So I can understand where this governor coming from, Ms. Whitmer, whatever her name is. She's just trying to, you know, protect her state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's not trying to just jump and, you know, let's open this up, open that up. So she's taking baby steps, you know, but then there's a lot of restrictions behind it. when some do open up that she gives the okay. So she's being very, you know, safety when it comes to her state, you know, as far as, you know, with peoples, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're talking about peoples here. We ain't talking about, you know, like, you know, we're talking about real peoples, man. So I kind of respect her as far as not opening up stuff too quickly and keep on, you know, extending, you know, what's necessary that she thinks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once the doggone, you know, the death poll dropped down, you know, and it ain't so high like it, you know, supposed to be, and it to stay balanced, you know, at a low number, maybe she will, you know. It's like the factory's supposed to open back up Monday, but it's with restrictions, you know. Still got to stay your distance, still got to wear the mask, still got to wash your hands 1,000 times a day. So, you know, you got to put in a lot of work. Because, you know, you can act like it's a joke if you want to. You do like it's, like, you know, what's supposed to be done or what was supposed to be said. I think, you know, everybody be all right, you know. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Them the main two things to me. All that, oh, you can't touch your face and all that. If you wash your hands real good, you can touch anything on your damn body.
So I
just
agree.
Wash your hands. Just don't touch your face and your hands nasty. You can't catch no corona if you wash your hands 20, 30 seconds and, you know, you want to scratch your face and rub your face. You ain't going to catch no corona like that. But if you real catch it, when you touch something in public or, and then you fail to recall to wash your hands. And it's a, you know how, you know, we people, we not perfect. So next thing you know, you're scratching your face or you're digging in your nose or you're getting something off your tongue or, you know, cleaning your teeth with your fingers. So it can happen so quickly without you even knowing that you're doing it. Then you be like, damn. And then when something do happen or you get some sense, you get to start thinking back. How in the hell this happened? I did it. Then you start thinking, oh, man, I remember. So it can happen so easily without you knowing it, what I'm saying. So people need to be very cautious.
I agree.
But if you want to wear gloves, wear gloves. But guess what? When you take them gloves off, you got to wash your hands. That don't make it because you wash your hands and you put the gloves on. You in the glue. No, you take them gloves off, you go wash your hands for 20, 30 seconds. Now you're back good, you know. So, you know, you got to be careful even in your own house. You're touching the refrigerator, you're touching this, you're touching that. You got to wash your hands. You know, you don't know what's what, who's who. So, can't watch everything, man. So, you just got to be not just safe in the home, but outside the home, most definitely. That's like I went to Walmart today. The guy say, who want their buggy sprayed? So I screamed out, "You, that shouldn't even be nothing to be saying. Anybody coming in with a buggy, you supposed to hold on for a minute. Let me, you know, clean it. Let me spray the buggy. Because if you let a nasty buggy go in between these aisles and you didn't spray it, guess what? This person touching this thing. And sometimes they might touch the wrong thing. They don't even want it. They put it back. The person that came behind you got their spray, and they thinking they in the good, and then they go touch what you just touched, and then there they go got it. So all that old screaming, who wants their buggy sprayed? No. I got to spray everybody's buggy, you know, before they go up in this Walmart. That's why I got kind of upset. But that ain't what's supposed to be saying. You saying the wrong thing. This is corona. Another word for kill. So if you're going to run it right and spray these people's buggies, no. People don't got no option coming up in this Walmart. Because if you don't spray everybody's buggy, and then you're putting the next person in jeopardy. See, that's what you got to understand. So a lot of people, why are you acting, man, serious? All jokes to the side. It ain't just about me. but it's also about all the customers that's coming in here. So I don't just speak for me. I speak for everybody. And if anybody know me, I don't hold my tongue. So if y'all think you're saying something crazy, I'm going to correct you. Especially if it's coming for my safety. I'm going up in here. And you talking about who wants their bucket to be sprayed. No, that ain't how it works. I was going to get on with the manager in the morning about that. Don't let nobody out here talking about who needs their bucket to be sprayed. He's supposed to be saying everybody bucket need to be sprayed before you go up into this Walmart for your safety. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's what's supposed to be saying. Give me the money. I bet you I spray every bucket in there. That's the easiest job to do. Hey, hold on for me before you go. Let me spray that. I'm going to Walmart 2-3 times a week. No, spray them buckets. That's all I was saying. I don't mean no harm. See, this shit's serious. Like, you catch a cold if you catch a corona and then you recoup. No, a lot of people's been died from this stuff. So take it serious as it's supposed to be taken. You can't half-step this stuff. Shit, I got a grandbaby, you know, up in here. He ain't numbered a couple months. I ain't got time to be trying to bring something home and I pick him up and, you know, hold him up and down, you know. And next thing you know, I gave him something because somebody want to be cautious, thinking they some type of a player up in this Walmart. Nigga, I'm not finna go for that bull crap. Yeah. So he gonna look at me as I walked out. I don't care. Look. Then he walked away when it was getting close to my time, you know, go help somebody else, whatever he doing. Like I said, think he's some type of player. So I take the sprayer and try to turn it on, spray my own buggy. You know what I mean? I don't got time to be playing games with these people. Hey. You know, you don't touch that. Don't touch that. I wouldn't have to touch it if you, I would have got you out here. You're supposed to be spraying the bucket. What you all over there for? You on the side that people's coming out of. How you going to work the side that people's coming out of and it's divided that, you know, you got the sprayer that people's coming inside the place. So right then, he's doing too much. You know, so, but it's all good. He sprayed my buggy, you know, but you're supposed to spray every buggy, you know. Man, I'm not going to play no game with no, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to play with you like I'm some type of kid. You put it down trying to, you know, be funny. I pick it up and spray my, I don't need you to spray my buggy. I got that same sprayer in my house right now, you know. So I just think he was picking with me at that time, and I could play the same game he played. You don't want to spray it, I spray it. No, you see me got that thing. You hurry up and ran over here. You got to come and get it. What I'm supposed to do, stand right here? We got to shop? I'm not on your time. You on my time right now, bro.
Agree.
Stand right in here. Man. They need to handle that a little bit better, man. They acting like it's some type of, you know, that was wrong with black peoples, man. I swear, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man. It's like I told this person earlier. I said, man, can you, you know, I got 2 TVs on top of my handicap thing. And I got all this underneath food. You know, then I got the garbage can I'm dragging with my hand. You know, the white man to see that and assist me, you know. When it's time for a black boy, he seen me. One thing about it, and I'm telling you, man, the black peoples, when they at work, they do the minimum. They do the minimum. They don't want to do nothing that they think is too hard. Period. I tell the other lady when I got further up in there, I said, I'm looking for the gallon orange juice. I see you stocking and everything. It's a way you can, you know. She said, yeah, we got it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I said, I tell you what, man, because I see that she wasn't trying to get it. So So I said, I'm going to make my rounds, and then I'll just scoop back up here. But I kind of forgot. And then I was in the line for the paper and stuff, so I seen her coming forward to the front. I said, did they ever pull out that juice? Oh, she said, oh, yeah, they in the cooler. I said, you don't mind? Because I'm going to put all this stuff up on the thing, pay for it, to go get me one so I can have. You know, but she didn't do it. It's all good. Like I say, you know, we black people don't look out for one another. You know, mm-hmm. So always got to see the white people come forward, see you struggling, and help you out. And I'll be like, look at this here. But everybody, oh, the white people's this, the white people's that. The white people's this, the white people's that. But we the one F ourselves. Yeah, we not united, man. I'm telling you, man, we not united, man. We the only race that hate each other so much. We the only race, man. White people united. Chinese people most definitely united. Mexican, they most definitely united. 50 people stay in one bedroom apartment. And, you know, when it's time to go to work, whatever, where they finna go, you got 20, 30 people doing the job. It's over. It's done. It's been 20 minutes. They finna get a whole room. So the boss pay everybody, you know, minimum. But they get the job done. They happy to get that little $100 a piece of American money. Because $100 to them is like $1,000, $2,000. So Mexicans do good work. We the only ones trying to gank each other. You know, you see a person struggling. Let me get this person and, you know, put him under my wing so he can come make him a couple of dollars so he don't go out and do nothing stupid. Ain't nobody looking out for one another. Everybody playing keeps. So therefore, you know, these people, you know, out here robbing and killing and all that kind of stuff. But there ain't nobody out here looking out for one another. And it's just messed up, man, how this world is, man. But the main thing is you can't keep blaming it on the white people. We do it to ourselves. I used to be one of them people. All the white people, this white people, that. Yeah, they did this to our forefather. They did this to our foremama. Man, shit. Use my language. They got the doggone guys work at the cash register. I'm not lying to you. They got the guys working at the cash register, checking people's out, and they got the girls working the aisles, putting up the stock. That lets you know how this world is right there. In other words, the girl doing the guy stuff and the guy's doing the girl stuff. You know, looking all feminine. Oh, you know, working the cash register. Nigga, I'm not finna work no damn cash register. Nigga, I'm not finna do that. That ain't what I'm telling you. I wasn't playing, please. Now, if it was my job and I own it, it's a different ball game. But I'm not going to work no cable. I tell the boss, man, a minute, put me in a, yeah, you know. I'm young, too. Yeah, put me in a stock, but they don't do that. You know, our black people, young people, they want to do the minimum. And it costs us at the end. You know, they settle for these little weak jobs. You ain't got no 401k behind it. And you ain't connected to with no union. You're working through a temp service. Why? You want to drop out of school. You don't want to pay attention to the teachers. You think, you know, you just ain't listening. You don't want to listen to nobody. And when it gets to that point that you don't want to listen to nobody, it's hard to teach a person that don't want to listen. You know, my son, something like that. He don't want to listen. That's why he got himself caught up, because he don't want to listen. You know? I pray for him, though. That's all I can do. All that y'all, after we'll put your hands on him, then, oh, shit, man. I'm paying it all, man. All that I can do is talk to you with words. That's the best thing you can do. Oh, no, put your hands on. Do this, do that. I'm not finna do none of that. If you don't listen, and people don't listen, man, you gonna go to jail or, you know, you got to listen, man. You got to listen to your parents. You don't do nothing else. Because we ain't gonna guide you wrong. You know, I didn't listen to my mama. Guess what happened to me? Yeah, I go to prison. Why? Because I didn't listen. That's what usually happens. You don't listen to your parents, you go to jail. That's all I really got to say, man. I was really just came on there just to listen to what was going on. But go back to that corona. Don't take your kids out there, man. Even if they got a mask, don't take your kids out, especially them little kids, man. Don't take them kids out there, man. And whatever parent listen to what I'm saying, please, you know. Don't take them kids out there. Sometimes it pays off to give a person $10, $20, $30 while you making your run to the market, you know, to get the things that you need for your household. Don't take them kids out there, especially don't take them out there unprotected. That really aches me. No, but now I got extra masks in my car. You know, I see some kids out there now. I don't care what color you is. You know, I give them a mask, man. For real. Don't my wife mask. I'm supposed to be selling it for her. But she wouldn't mind me giving the kids masks if they in need, you know? You don't argue with me about that. You know? Kids need to be protected, man. These women out here, man, they don't be knowing what they're doing half of the time. But I'm up here watching this this mass singing thing here. I just wanted to get on here and I thought my boy was on here, Todd, but I guess he ain't come on for a couple weeks. You know? Yeah, that's all I wanted. Just to say a little speech. And I hate to talk like that about, you know, my own time, man, and black race, man. I do. But we got to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee, man. For real. You know, people don't realize in this world you get what you put in. You know, when you bull crap around, you're going to get bull crap out the deal. You know, now the boss coming around, now you want to act like, you know, you doing everything you're supposed to do. They leave, you want to slunch back. Come on, that ain't how you do. You got to show some integrity, man. You know, do what you're supposed to do, even if nobody's looking. Okay, that's what gets you rewarded. You got to be slick, and the only thing you're doing is out-slicking yourself. You know, because you're not going to swindle yourself through this world like that. So people need to wake up, man. That's our young kids, man. Always do the best you can do and be the best you can be, man. Well, if you do that, everything gonna be all right for you. Yep.
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
Yeah, like a regular person?
No. Still have bike half, man. Just stops.
What's the legs on the bottom and motorcycle on the top? Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
For those who were born to ride, there's Progressive.
They'll love you this much when you make Pillsbury chocolate chip cookies. Warm, moist, and loaded with delicious chocolate chips.